sea star wasting syndrome hit Kachemak Bay near Homer hard in 2016, killing about 90% of some sea star populations. Researchers eagerly waited for spring to roll around in hopes their numbers would rebound, but as the days got longer, it became apparent that wasn't going to happen. Still, as KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports, there's some hope the disease is waning.
Sea star wasting disease has been demolishing sea star populations from Southern California all the way to Alaska for the past few years. It begins with lesions and quickly progresses to full-blown deterioration.
And eventually the sea stars kind of appear to be melting away and rotting away.
Katie Gavinas with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies has been monitoring their populations at three sites in Kachemak Bay for about 4 years. The disease was first documented in the area in 2014, but populations of true stars remained relatively steady until August of last year. Then Gavinas saw a significant increase in the number of stars in the latter stages of the disease, essentially melting away. And since this spring, adult true stars have shown little sign of their existence in Kachemak Bay.
I just looked back at our data from late June and then what we just collected last week. And, you know, we found two true stars in one of them, zero in another. So a really significant decrease in the number of true stars that we're seeing.
Gavinas notes prior to the disease, 50 to 75 true stars could be seen at these sites, and other species have also been hit hard. Brenda Konar is a professor of marine biology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and has been working with Gulf Watch Alaska to monitor Kachemak Bay since 2002. She trains scuba divers in Kasitsna Bay near Soldovia every spring and sends trainees to survey for sunflower stars.
And this year, not a single sunflower star was seen there, which is crazy because normally they're everywhere.
But not all hope is lost. Konar's PhD student Ben Weitzman tracks sea star populations in Prince William Sound. This year, he's been seeing signs of a rebound.
At some of the sites around Night Island, we were seeing juvenile sunflower stars, the pycnopodias, about the size of your palm. And, you know, we weren't seeing them everywhere, but it was nice to see them at least some places.
But Weitzman is cautiously optimistic. Locations from Northern California to the coast of British Columbia have seen increases in juvenile recruitment over the past year, but survival has been a mixed bag.
Our big question is, are these guys going to survive, and will this recruitment, you know, pulse that's come in actually start to repopulate sunflower stars in the system? Maybe they don't survive, maybe they only survive in some of the bays, but we'll see.
Weitzman notes other sites Gulf Watch monitors in Katmai and Kenai Fjords National Parks haven't seen the same signs of life. As to why researchers are seeing a pulse in Prince William Sound, Weitzman says that's a complicated answer. Sea stars are satellite spawners, and where juvenile stars pop up largely depends on ocean currents.
You know, there could be more local retention of larvae there. It could just be that maybe conditions are a little cooler, warmer, you know, they vary in some way that allowed the sunflower stars to be successful this year.
Konar thinks conditions in Kachemak Bay could lead to a similar spike in juvenile stars in the next few years, and there are small signs that could happen. Researchers have found young sea stars hiding under rocks and in non-surveyed locations, but only time will tell if those signs translate into a rebound. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.